So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. A head chef is to leave the Michelin-starred restaurant in Stoke Holy Cross. A reading club has a bit of a twist, and a city restaurant recovers to earn a top hygiene rating.
One of the country's top chefs has announced he is leaving a Michelin-starred restaurant near Norwich. Head chef Liam Nichols has revealed his plans to leave Store in Stoke Holy Cross in August after 4 years at the helm. After moving back to his home county during the pandemic, Mr. Nichols started cooking at the adjoining Stoke Mill. After a conversation in the pub, he worked with business partners Andy Rudd and Ludo Iacorino to open Store in May 2021. His highlight from his time at Store was guiding the restaurant to its first Michelin star in 2023, which was retained this February. The former Heatherset High School pupil had previously worked at restaurants in Melbourne and New York, as well as Tom Kerridge's Bar and Grill in London. The chef has announced his last shift will be on August the 24th, before taking time out to travel around Southeast Asia. "At the ripe old age of 33, I'm going travelling," he added. "There is a world out there, and I want to see it."
Police made 11 arrests as Norwich City defeated Ipswich Town in the East Anglian derby. The arrests, before, during and after Norwich's 1-0 victory, were for a range of offences, including criminal damage, throwing an object, antisocial behaviour and letting off a smoke device, and all those arrested remain in police custody. The clash saw more than 27,000 fans attend the game at Carrow Road. Superintendent Chris Barnard said the policing had gone well. "We know this match means a great deal to both sets of fans who want to show their support and get behind their team, and I'm pleased that they did that with good spirit and humour."
A book club is being launched in the heart of the city with a different approach to reading. Norwich Theatre's Playhouse will be the venue for the Antisocial Book Club. Unlike typical book clubs, readers will be invited to enjoy books in a relaxed, stress-free environment. Instead of a predetermined book, visitors are free to bring their own reading choices. There is also no obligation or pressure for attendees to discuss their reading material. The club is designed to cater to everyone, including individuals with neurodiverse conditions, those finding regular book clubs overwhelming, and readers or even beginners. Katia Moyner, Playhouse bar supervisor, said, "At Norwich Theatre, we love stories in all their forms, whether on our stages or in a good book. Reading at home can often feel like a solitary hobby, but it doesn't have to be that way. The Playhouse Playroom is the perfect place for something like this, with a calm, safe space where you can enjoy a good book with no pressure."
A man was left bloodied after being attacked by bike thieves armed with a knife. Officers were called to Old Palace Road in the Higham Grove area of Norwich after a man was attacked while having his electric bike stolen. The victim suffered a knife wound to the head and was taken to the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital for treatment. He has since been discharged. Officers recovered the bike a short while later in nearby Langley Walk. Police inquiries led officers to arrest two men in their 30s later that evening in connection with the incident. They were questioned on suspicion of robbery and wounding with intent. One man was released under investigation and the other was released on bail.
A city restaurant has been transformed after recovering from a shock 1-star food hygiene rating. When a food inspector for Norwich City Council visited Kurdish takeaway Nergiz in Magdalen Street last March, they found that the shop required major improvement and said that a revisit is planned and formal enforcement is likely. However, a year after the takeaway received its low rating, hygiene inspectors awarded the premises the full 5 stars and praised the cleanliness of the shop. "Food hygiene standards are high," read the report. "You demonstrated a very good standard of compliance with legal requirements. You have safe food handling practices and procedures and all the necessary control measures to prevent cross-contaminating in place." Owner of Nurgis, Mohammed Mohammadi, is over the moon with the re-rating. "We have literally changed the whole shop and rebuilt it. The restaurant serves meat and chicken shawarmas, as well as sea bass with naan bread, chicken wings, lamb chops, and chicken biryani."